Can be. I mean, is there something on here that doesn't have to be?
No, Bradleyville Disincorporation doesn't have to be.
No.
Did you, you said you'd work?
Yes, call us back to order. Thank you.
Just FYI, the format's a little differently, just because I was working with Jillian and Bob to try to make it a little bit more efficient, because they were doing double and triple work. The X by the activity in the middle there shows that they've actually worked on that case or that item sometime between our meeting and Friday. Correct?
Within the week.
Yeah, within last week. So that's what the X's are.
I mean, anytime you're getting advice from your attorney or you're talking about litigation, it's proper to go into executive, and I don't know what you're going to ask on any given thing. So it's hard for me to say we can do something.
Have Bradleyville. Open.
But Bradleyville, I don't have a problem with. Bradleyville, I spoke with John Combs on, either Thursday or Friday of this past week. We really need to get this done, but the problem, I'm working on getting a bond form. May be able to get that waived. The statute doesn't call for it being waived, but basically all that has to be done is you have to sign some documents. He has to be sworn in. I tried to arrange it for, I think, Thursday, or whatever day I tried to arrange it for. Judge wasn't available, but he'll be available this week, and I just need to let John know so he can come in and take the oath, and then I'll have you guys sign the documents, and he can sign over the money, and we'll be done with it. So
it's just a few steps left.
It's getting close. I just have to coordinate it.
So that's still a top 10 in that.
Yeah, because I've kind of put it on the back burner, and it's gone on too long, so we need to just get it done.
So your next step is to get a bond, yes or no, or get it sworn in. So
yeah.
So, and if we need to vote on something, you're going to get it scheduled through Jillian.
I've drafted some documents.
Okay.
How about number four there, Kanakuk land split? Does that need to be an executive for some reason?
I don't know. Basically, what's going on there is that y'all voted to do as the Board of Equalization, the three of you are members, you decided to do a tax exemption for Kanakuk. And there's a problem because there are some properties that are personal residences and that sort of thing that shouldn't be. So they've gotten in touch with us and asked, is there a way we can cut those out of the area? And they're sending me some maps to look at, and I need to look at them. I've looked at them a little bit, but I got to look at them some more. Sarah Isett has sent it to me, and I need to look at those.
So it's not all the property that we, be it the BOE, voted on should have been in the income.
I don't want to. Basically, yeah.
And so you're in the process of doing the legal way of splitting out
with the assessor, so that it can be arranged, okay, so that those aren't included in the exempt area.
So how would you? What would be your next step on that thing then?
To review the maps, go to the assessor, make sure everything's okay, get back to Sarah and say that's okay. Because it's going to have to be between Kanakuk and the assessor at this point,
okay,
for coming times.
So no particular action at this time for the county commission?
No, and I don't know that there's any action for the. These are my action items and not necessarily county commission action items.
How about the biosolids agreement? Is there something there?
That's done, isn't it?
Yes.
I believe the X is there. Well, it's not because it's done. It's because it was activity this past week, and that is now done.
So we have an opening.
Where is biosolids?
Which number three on the top page.
Okay.
So that one can be removed.
Number one seems to be the same as last week.
Oh, it seems to always be the same. I'm waiting to hear from Carrie.
Okay.
And the same on number two?
No. I've worked on that. That's
now. Does that?
And I want to talk about that in executive.
Okay. So that's going to be executive. All right. Let's go to the second list and see if there's anything in there we can talk about. It looks like the number two on the second page really needs to go to the top 10 since we have a timeline on that. What do you think, guys, gentlemen, mm-hmm, commission?
Yeah. Well, I've already worked.
Well, no, but we have a top 10.
Yeah, move it to the top 10.
Chuck or Danny, is that all right with you?
Yep, definitely.
Okay. All right, we just talked about the CDBG, so that we don't have to talk about that again. On number 8, the Bill Young, the road vacate.
I spent some time with that, but we didn't get it done this past week. And
is it?
It's basically a letter from you guys saying that, and I don't know if it would be timely now, but I mean he was looking for it by Thursday or Friday of last week, and I told at least two of you individually, well, you know, you can send a letter individually if you want, but it doesn't really have to do with the vacate. What it has to do with is Branson taking over the operation and maintenance and ownership of part of a road that they already have part of, and whether you're in favor of that. And my own thought is, unless there's some special reason, there's no reason why you wouldn't want Branson to take in a road that's inside Branson somewhere.
So do we need to schedule something on the agenda so we can just have a resolution that we're in favor of, or a letter?
A letter or something like that, that you're in favor of Branson taking in a certain, as long as you are, a certain stretch of road. And if you're all for Branson taking the road and working on it and having it be theirs and not on the county expense anymore.
But over in Branson Hills, is it not? I think it's in Branson
Hills.
Yes, there is.
So
why wouldn't you want Branson to
correct.
Take care of it?
So I guess my question is then, right, would now. You work on a letter then or something so you can bring it before the commission? So
I can get you a letter.
And then we can schedule it and vote on it, don't you think? And at least get it off the list.
And I think that should go in the top 10. If it's still crucial that it get done, he said something about getting it done or he couldn't get it done to another date. They have some scheduling things over in Branson that.
Okay. Move that up.
I guess.
I don't think there's any space on moving up, so just.
Phillips 66 branded FBO. I have absolutely no problem with doing that.
Chuck just got the contract by Mark Parent this morning.
Called Mark while we were in break just a minute ago.
He was here, actually, for a little while.
Was he? Mm-hmm. He said this is the same thing we did 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's coverage, excess coverage that they provide to their vendors, to us. Doesn't cost us anything and just gives us extended coverage. He said that actually next time around they would roll over automatically. So,
are you fine with it then, Bob?
I reviewed it. I asked Mark some questions. As you know, it appears that we're not paying any extra money for this excess liability insurance. Are there any requirements in here that I've read that we don't already do? And he said, no, those requirements we do already. Such as I think there's $1 million insurance or something, and we name them as a second named insured, ConocoPhillips or whatever their name is. So there's nothing extra, and we're getting excess liability insurance of, I don't know if it's $50 million or what it is. So basically it's a no-brainer. We need to do it.
Do we need a posted vote, or can Chuck just sign?
We're posted.
Oh, we are posted for it?
We are posted. Well, I changed this. The signature line, I think, needs to be changed is all. And I think I did a signature line for that.
Okay.
I may have provided. Did I provide it to you? Is it in there?
There's an attest for Donna that somebody's added.
That's it.
Yeah, attest. Yeah.
All right. So okay. I move that we approve the Phillips 66
excess
liability insurance program.
And I second that motion.
Questions? All in favor say aye.
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 The point program that he had, I wasn't given a copy of, so I haven't reviewed it yet. And that's why Mark didn't stay. He said he would have stayed had I reviewed that, and we were going to bring that up.
So you can take number 9 off of it as completed then?
But we can add a number 9 that there's a point program. Since I don't have that on there, I didn't know that
you,
I had that.
Do you
that.
Have any? So there's
yes,
a,
we have
okay, so you're adding that to the list then? I try to get one out there. It looks like number 16 on the second page is complete.
The diesel grant, yeah.
So we can take that off as complete.
Yes. Software grant partially complete. The one for Branson was done, but I have several other entities to do them for. No, the software grant's done. It's the thing related to that, which is the.
So 17's done then.
17 is done.
Okay.
And.
Was it the Kirby the one? Remember we completed it. All you needed to change was. Because we've done Branson.
Yeah, it's intergovernmental agreements. It's still on here somewhere, but it still needs to be done because I only did one for Branson and not for the other 3 or 4 entities.
Do we need to post those, Bob?
He'll have to.
We're going to have to, and I'm going to have to change the names and the amounts before you can approve them. So
we need to put that on the the list. Can you put that up, send that up to Nikki or?
Well, Jillian, I mean, Jillian? You guys will work it out, right? Once you get it done, you'll post it, Jillian, with Nikki.
Okay. All right.
I just, on the third page, number 59, septic violation cases, I just saw it. There's no activity. Are we just sending letters? Is that what we do? It sparked an interest. That's why I was just...
I send letters, and actually a lot of times what they'll tell me is, well, hold off on this. You sent a letter, and now they're working with us. When they don't work with the sewer department, or they don't work, then I actually file lawsuits.
Okay.
Because if they have septic running on the ground, the neighbors don't like it much. It's not healthy.
And we just got a new update. Actually, I contacted Liz, and she just sent us the most recent.
Uh-huh.
She got information from Brent on the most recent cases that we have that are active.
Gotcha. All right, so everything else needs to go in executive?
Pretty much, yeah. Unless you see something that doesn't.
Well, number 10 on the top page is HR Issues Commission.
Well, I'm going to do those in executive, or at least I advise that we do those in executive.
Okay.
There's more than one. There's more than one issue, as you know.
Okay. Do they all involve me, though?
No.
Oh, that's right. We got a separate one altogether, don't we? Okay. I'm somewhat uncomfortable about discussing those that involve me.
I understand.
Without some kind of representation or counsel.
Well, you got on the second page. You got. HR issues was...
Yeah, that...
That would be the separate one. So I guess, although this says issues, it would be the one. So, I mean, they're two separate, but this kind of combines them, and the other one is separate.
And we'll just talk about the second one in the executive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So why don't you take number 5 and erase it, Jillian, and on the front page of number 10, we will just... That's all. That's just, and we just probably should just say HR issues.
And I really don't want to. Yeah.
We'll just say HR issues, and we're going to talk about the specific.
I really feel a little uncomfortable being open in session at the present time.
Okay. Well, gotcha.
But Bob, as I said, I'm uncomfortable. Are you wanting to talk about those that apply to me?
I could care less about talking about it.
Okay.
I'm here to update you on what I'm doing and what you need to know and. I could care less whether we talk about that one or not.
You're talking about the other one.
Yes.
We're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. How about a motion?
Motion going to executive for personnel, real estate. I don't know. What is it?
16-02-1, 1, 2, and 3.
There you go.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Sorry, folks. Got to go into closed here.